Colette Campbell's here from Stillwater. We're going to talk with some items for her today with some things that are coming up in our community. And they're about a week apart, actually. 8 days, I'm told, to be exact now. Right, 37th Annual Stillwater Community Thanksgiving Dinner. We had this on Wednesday last year because it was a drive-through event. And we had COVID and all the stuff that was going on. Well, we've kind of stuck with the date, not Thanksgiving Day, but the day before. Right,
correct.
Colette?
Correct.
And that's the 37th annual. We've been doing this for a long time. It's 2 to 5:45. First come, first serve, 1,400 hot Thanksgiving meals. Well, I'll let her tell the rest of it and where it's going to be and how you can be a part of that. How are you?
I am doing just great.
So this dinner, again, is going to be on Wednesday.
It's going to be on Wednesday, and it is still going to be to-go meals.
Okay.
So there will be no dining in, if
right.
you will.
Just like last year.
It'll be like last year, except it's going to be hot meals. Last mm-hmm. year, we kind of did meal boxes for mm-hmm. families to take home and fix, and this
right.
year it's going to be just to-go meals. But it is going to be on Wednesday in the afternoon, so 2 to 5:45 is our game plan. You will line up at the Methodist Church. It will be a traditional meal, turkey dressing, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. The dinner that's on here is turkey dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, cranberry sauce, roll, and pie. And it is literally to go. But it will be a hot meal this year, and so that's the big difference. The First United Methodist Church Family Life Center is kind of the center point for this. That's on 7th. That's a block south of the main church. That's the big building. It's been there, I don't know, 20 years now. They do all kinds of activities in there, and had we been a normal deal this year, that's where it probably would have been.
And it would have been inside.
Yeah, exactly. But, again, a number of folks have come together. I know you and Christina and some others, Christina Morrow and some others, have come together to put this thing on because we want to keep the tradition going.
Correct. And we're doing 1,400 meals. So we're doing, you know, quite a few meals. It will be first come, first serve. It'll be, we're going to try to have a couple of different lines. So people that did it last year that felt like they had to stay in line a little longer, mm-hmm. we're going to try to funnel you like two or three different directions. Rob Hill and Kyle Gibbs, I believe, are working on the traffic coordination for us, so they're going to figure out a way to get people through there quickly.
Yeah, it's a little different doing it around the community center than it is just up the street doing it around this building, but they'll get it squared away and taken care of. The history of this dinner goes back, well, 4 decades, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know a lot of the history of it. I do know that there was some instrumental people that felt that the community needed to have a dinner and made it happen. And we have people every year, they'll start calling Christina before, you know, in the summer. When's going to be the dinner? What do you need help with? And so that is one thing that's different than last year, too, is with COVID, we were very limited on volunteers. This year, we are actually using volunteers. So that's going to be a big component for people that have the availability to help on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're going to be packing the meals, cooking the meals, you know, serving, I mean, getting them outside. So,
right.
And that information is the best way to find that is on the Facebook page, which is Stillwater Community Thanksgiving Dinner.
And you'll see these flyers that we're reading off of here and other items and information on that Facebook page. And you can also, you know, as far as, you know, you can donate to the cause, basically, or make your check out to Stillwater First United Methodist Church with Thanksgiving dinner in the memo. They know that's earmarked for that, basically. How are you on volunteers?
Right at the moment, they've just started getting a few volunteers. I know we have the morning kind of prep crew ready to go. We still need people that will help package the meals and then help actually hand them out to the cars. So that will be more. We're going to have volunteers come in around 11 to start. 10 to 11 to start putting the meals together, and then obviously the handout crew would be the 2 to 5. And then we actually are going to use a cleanup crew. So for people that maybe have to work that day but they still want to help, we will definitely need to help with cleaning dishes and all that, and that will take place after 5 o'clock. And that information they do on that same Facebook page have a sign-up genius. And so it tells the time slots that we need people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great – there's – one other thing that's on that sign-up genius, which is kind of a unique thing, the only thing that we needed donated was cranberry sauce and the big commercial cans of green beans. And so those items are on there, and those two items can be dropped off at the Methodist Church. At any, they're open like 8 to 5.
Yeah, you can bring those today.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yes, you can drop those off at any point in time in their
and
office.
And if you can't hit this till, let's say, Thursday or Friday or the weekend, since we're recording this on Tuesday, check that site daily. because somebody may have beaten you to the punch.
Right.
As far as donations, you can never have enough. Okay. And the other thing is, too, that if you want to do something in kind like money, that helps not only pay the incidentals that are left over for this year, but it gets you ahead for next year.
Right. And where the money comes in is there's just some things like turkey that mm-hmm. is just so much easier to buy in bulk.
Yeah, and right now, for example,
right.
as opposed
and,
to,
instead
you know,
of trying to run right. to every store in town and mm-hmm. take all their turkeys that everybody in the community needs to. So.
Right. So, again, that is coming up on Wednesday, November 24th, 2 to 5:45, or until all the meals are served, at the First United Methodist Church Life Center, 400 West 7th. Follow the signs, barricades, placards, whatever are out, volunteer police officers, whatever it might be. The people who are directing you will get you through, and there should not be any issue with that, and that is coming up this next week. Now, the week after that, we have another big event in town, and that's the Stillwater Christmas Parade of Lights, which we will have, I would like to say, almost as normal this year, correct?
Yes, I can't think of anything that's not normal about
okay.
that.
And that is coming up when?
It is coming up December 2nd. It is the first Thursday of December always.
So basically the week after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And the theme this year is Winter Wonderland. That's going to be the floats and themes of that nature. It's a lighted nighttime parade. If you're new to Stillwater, you will find that maybe to you a little bit unique because not everybody does one.
Right. And ours, it's a smaller parade. If people have in mind the homecoming parade, this is definitely a community parade. I mean, it's really about 6 blocks long. It's, you know, ends with Santa Claus. It's lighted. That downtown will be lighted up by then as well. So it's a full light festival. The big thing to mention, I want to mention on there, is mm-hmm. entries. We want entries for that. So it can be any community group, a business. It can be one person on their horse.
There's all kinds of categories.
There's
right?
all kinds of categories. Mm-hmm. But those entries are due this Friday. So those can be... Entries can be picked up and dropped off at Homeland Pharmacy. They can be picked up and dropped off at Visit Stillwater, and they can be found online at the visitstillwater.org or the City of Stillwater website.
And this Friday is the 19th, right?
Yes.
And so any cost to enter anything?
There is a donation. Donations go to Operation Christmas, which is a Christmas store in Stillwater, and it is $25 or $40, just depending on $25 for community groups or smaller businesses, and our bigger businesses and banks and stuff like that are doing the 40.
Very good. Now, there are a lot of people that help pull this thing together, and I know you've been a part of this in particular for a number of years.
Yeah,
now.
I've been a part of this one for a little over 20 years. Yeah. But yeah, Tom Williams coordinates the parade and the lineup of the parade and all the information for the parade, and then Rob Hill and his group is instrumental with the safety and road blockage and all that.
And it starts basically at Chris Salmon Plaza at 9th and Main. It'll go north, right?
To 7th.
To 7th, and then turn over to the courthouse and then go south.
Correct.
And it basically drops out at Block 34.
Correct.
Or within a block of there. And there'll be Mary Main Street will be opening the next day.
It'll be open that night.
It'll be open that night, as a matter of fact, for a little bit of a preview of what you're going
right.
to see for the rest of the time. So that'll be fantastic. And there'll be other things going on downtown. It kind of starts and jump starts the holiday season here.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It's been a tradition. I know we've had years where we've had a few more entries than, say, we have normally, and it's 35 or 40, and they move pretty quickly. Then we've had a couple of years where the weather's getting ready to hit us, and we're marching at 20 miles an hour, it seems like, and we're done in 20 minutes. We had a few of those back
the
in the
late, warning.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, we had one of those, as a matter of fact. But we broadcast the parade on 101.1 KVRO, and we look forward to that again this year. We kind of set up where the parade starts. We take a page out of the Rose Parade. Let's do it where it starts. Okay, fine. And then we get to see everything when it first comes out. Now, if you do enter the parade, or your group or band or whatever it might be, pardon me, there are some rules of the road, and you point those out with the folks once they enter, right?
Right. And the big thing is it is night. So, you know, one thing that we used to have that we definitely don't have anymore is semis. They're mm-hmm. just too big. They can't maneuver around kids and stuff. But a lot of our safety protocol is, you know, kind of staying in the middle of the road, not throwing things, you know, and I think that's a standard with
handing out
anymore.
The candy.
Hand yes. out the candy. I mean, definitely you can bring candy, but you definitely have to hand it out. They will not like it so well if you're throwing it. But
and a lot of people pack in to that several block area. And they'll be judging, right?
Yes, they're judging at 8th and Main.
Right, it's down the street about a block from where we're set up. And so it'll be announced that night, as a matter of fact. You guys usually put that information out before I go home, which tells you how quickly they get it done. But they have a group of VIPs that do that, and they're very willing to do it. And so it's a lot of fun.
Yep, it is. It's Terry Collier does our MC for us, and so it is. It's a group, a lot of volunteers that help and do all that kind of stuff.
And again, that event is coming up 2 weeks from this Thursday on December 2nd, and we look forward to seeing that. And what time does it start?
It's at 7 o'clock, but feel free to go down there because Mary Main Street will be open. Mm-hmm. You know, the restaurants and stuff will be open.
Kind of like homecoming parade. Pictures to get your spot.
There will be things going on downtown before the parade starts.
Now, either the Thanksgiving dinner or the Christmas parade, how can they find you and get information to you or find out information from you?
The easiest way is just to call me, which is 405-714-9824, and Great. Then I could direct them where they need to go.
Excellent. Colette Campbell, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.